Palmolive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette with Charles Coleman, Palmolive Center, the Beauty Box Orchestra, directed by Al Goodman, and the Palmolive Chorus. Presented every Wednesday by the makers of Palmolive, the beauty soap made with olive oil. Tonight, that irresistible comedy of Parisian life, The Pink Lady. And here is Jessica Dragonette.
My friends, and welcome to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater for lighthearted comedy and the sprightly music of Ivan Carroll. Charles Coleman will sing the role of Pierre Lafleur, the young Parisian who's in love with the Pink Lady, and I shall play the part of Claudine herself. Our first scene is the restaurant not far from Paris. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, and the place is deserted except for Pierre, who is waiting for his sweetheart, the Pink Lady. Pierre's father insists he marry a rich, rotund maiden lady named Angèle, whom he doesn't love. So it's easy to sympathize as he sings.
I'm going to be married in June. It's now the beginning of May. And so I'm still free to commune with the life that is single and gay. I'm free, but it's almost a sin. Already I ought to be true. I ought to sit down and begin to behave as silly husbands do. Just yet, I've got about 6 weeks more. 6 weeks to coquette with a life that we all adore. Of course, at the end of my bachelorhood, I'm sure to reform and grow perfectly good. But not just yet, I'm single for 6 weeks more.
Oh, there you are. Oh, it's nice of you to sing, Pierre. It makes it so much easier to find you.
Claudine, darling, oh, how lovely you are today. Your flock is more lusciously pink than usual.
Oh, you like it?
I love it. And you too, Claudine. Give me a kiss.
Oh, no.
I'll take one then. There. Didn't hurt, did it?
Pierre, you're utterly spoiled. I don't suppose you've even told your fiancée Angèle about us.
Well, what is there to tell?
Well, that you've been meeting me here every Wednesday.
But Angèle wouldn't understand. I can hardly go to her and say, Angèle, I am marrying you because my father has ordered me to. Mm-hmm. I don't love you. You're too old. I love Claudine, who is young and blonde and completely adorable. I couldn't possibly say that to her now, could I?
Well, hardly. But, Pierre, where women are concerned, you men are simply helpless.
Is that so?
Talking of men who would you trust when a woman fails? Poor little man, he simply must constant love declare. Look round and see on every side what he must resist.
think you're very unkind. If I didn't love you so much, I wouldn't like you a bit.
But, Pierre, where does Angèle think you go these Wednesdays when you're here with me?
Why, she thinks I have lunch with my friend, Mr. Don Didier.
Don Didier? Oh, how did you think up a name like that?
I closed my eyes and it came to me. Oh, but Claudine, my sweet, let's talk about us. When I'm married, what are you going to do? Will you miss me?
Oh, of course. I shall miss you terribly. But I'll find other interests. Have a career, perhaps. Oh, if I were a man, there'd be no stopping me.
What would you be? President of France?
Oh, no. Something much more colorful than that. But just he who plays the violin in the band of Café de Paris. For then I would have a chance by fitting to entrance and fill with ardor of romance the prettiest girls in France. And while I play, 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 play,
with Mr. Don Didier. Meeting another woman and it's less than 6 weeks to our wedding day. You might have waited until after our marriage.
But Angèle, my dear, let me explain. This isn't another woman. It's Mrs. Don Didier.
Mrs. Don Didier?
Why, of course.
His wife?
Mrs. Don Didier, this is my fiancée, Angèle.
Enchantée, mademoiselle. Pierre has told me all about you.
He has?
Oh, yes. Everything.
Yes, you see, Angèle, Don Didier himself was taken ill this morning.
Very ill. In fact, he's not himself at all.
He has the lumbago.
Oh, but the lumbago is only part of it.
Oh, how dreadful. Pierre, my love, forgive me. I have been hasty.
Of course you have.
Well, then I'll go. I'm due at my dressmaker's. See you tonight, Pierre. Goodbye, Mrs. Don Didier. So happy to have met you.
Goodbye.
There you are. We can now return to our little luncheon as though nothing had happened.
Oh, no, we can't. I'm going before you suddenly decide I'm your grandmother. If you have no regard for other people's feelings, I have. Goodbye, Pierre.
Claudine, Claudine, you can't leave me. But think of my desperate situation. I face the loss of my bride, the anger of my father, and all because I love you.
Oh, you haven't the slightest idea what love means.
Oh, yes, I have. But Cupid very often goes on a spree and shoots his romantic little arrows into the wrong people.
When love goes astraying, oh, where does he go? Off to the moon that rolls.
No, no, I'm on horse with his arrows and bow.
Oh, that's a softer feud. For love is a cynical chap, and for archery don't care a rap. He's a roistering rackety, impious elf, and only considers himself.
While love is a perfect baby, a beautiful innocent boy.
In days that are past, he was maybe, but being a baby will cloy, and love became bored with childhood, grew tired of being divine, and leaving the sweet-scented wildwood, he came up to Paris to die.
Jean Didier myself.
But my dear Angèle, I've told you he's laid up with lumbago. Besides, if you must know, it's dangerous to talk to him.
Dangerous?
Yes, yes. You see, Jean Didier is none other than Terrible Tom.
Oh!
You know, that horrible man who goes around kissing women.
Yes?
Mrs. Jean Didier has just found out about
it. Oh, he's right, Angèle. I have just found out about it.
Oh, well, somehow I'm still anxious to meet him. Where does he live?
In Paris, number 75 Avenue Voltaire.
Thank you, Pierre. I shall go there at once.
Huh?
If he turns out to be Terrible Tom, I'll turn him over to the police.
Oh, but, Claudine, we've got to get to number 75 Avenue Voltaire before Angèle gets there.
Oh, Pierre, you don't really mean there's a man named Don Didier living at that address.
But there is. He's a respectable dealer in antiques. I passed his shop a million times. He's got to help me out of this. Come on. As Mrs. Don Didier, you've got to help, too.
No, Pierre. You're not the one who needs help. It's that poor, unsuspecting little antique dealer. Oh, goodbye, Pierre. See you in Paris.
Claudine, wait. You haven't paid the check.
Thank you.
So three cars speed to Paris and number 75 Avenue Voltaire. Which will arrive first? We'll discover in just a few moments. And now back to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater with our lovely star Jessica Dragonette and Charles Kuhlman, star of the Metropolitan Opera, in the second act of The Pink Lady. A half hour has passed since Angèle, Pierre, and Claudine began their three-cornered race for Paris and the antique shop of Mr. Don Didier. At the moment, the clerks are out to lunch, and the shop is empty except for Mr. Don Didier himself. He is humming.
Good morning. Are you Mr. Don Didier?
I am.
My name is Pierre Lafleur.
How do you do?
Listen closely, Mr. Don Didier. In a few moments, my fiancée will be here.
Yes?
She will ask if you have a wife. You will tell her that you have.
Preposterous, young man. I am a bachelor. And furthermore, I am not a liar.
After that, you will grab my fiancée in your arms, give a loud yell, and kiss her.
Me?
She will then believe that you are Terrible Tom.
I? Terrible Tom?
You.
Young man, leave my shop instantly. I'll call the police.
Mr. Don Didier.
Hmm?
There must be something you want above all else in the world.
Ah. There is.
Ah, good. Whatever it is, do this for me, and I shall get it for you.
No. Impossible, young man. You couldn't.
I will. Just tell me what it is.
Fifi.
Fifi?
Yes, Fifi, my betrothed. 20 years ago, my Fifi and I swore eternal fidelity, but her cruel father snatched her from me, sent her across the seas to Saskatchewan.
And you've been faithful to her all these years?
Yes.
How noble.
It is, isn't it?
Imagine being faithful to a girl so far away when there are such lovely girls on the banks of the Seine.
When you leave by the Seine, you'll suffer awfully if you refrain from enjoying quite lawfully. The sweet gay life in a gay sweet way, and save your love till you're old and gray, for a girl by the Saskatchewan, for a girl by the Saskatchewan. Slow river, flow down to the sea. This is springtime up in Gay Paris. You need a rest from your fidelity, for hear me say, it's a very wrong way when you live on the Seine to sit grieving all the day for a girl on the Saskatoon.
Mr. Don Didier, I shall find your Fifi for you, even if I have to go to Saskatchewan myself. But listen, there's a car pulling up. It's undoubtedly Angèle, my fiancée. Remember, you're Terrible Tom. And when she comes in, grab her and kiss her. Kiss her.
For Fifi's sake, I suppose I must. Oh, dear.
Are you Mr. Don Didier?
Yes. I'm Don Didier, and I love pretty girls. Come here to me.
Oh.
I'm going to kiss you.
Oh, how dare you.
There.
Oh, so Pierre has been here. But, Mr. Don Didier, you've kissed the wrong girl.
What do you mean, wrong girl? What wrong girl? Oh, dear. It's all that young man's fault.
Pierre?
Yes, he promised me Fifi.
Oh, he thinks he's Cupid.
But I love Fifi.
Of course you do. And I have half a mind to help you get her.
I'll do anything.
Well, you've proved that, Mr. Don Didier. But you'll have to do it again. Only this time, kiss the right girl, Angèle.
Oh, dear. Suppose she screams for the police.
Well, if you kiss her properly, she can't scream. It's quite an art, you know, kissing. There's much to be said on the subject, but I'll teach you a little, eh? Now listen very, very carefully. I have kisses in plenty, but
Thank you.
Mr. Don Didier, you take her in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
Come fast.
Yes.
And hold her very tightly.
Yes.
And then you say, ma chère, oh ma chérie, je t'aime, je t'adore, aime-moi, prends-moi. Voilà, Mr. Don Didier. Can you remember that?
I'll never in all my life forget it.
Mr. Don Didier!
Oh, my clerks, they must have seen me.
Mr. Don Didier, what does this mean? Your clerks are shocked beyond words, aren't we?
Yes, Mr. Don Didier.
You, the most moral man in Paris.
I was the most moral man in Paris, but I've just been kissed by a girl I never saw before in my life. And the worst of it is, I like it.
At the half past two this very day, girls of an awful bore. At half past three a lady gay called and remained till four. She wore light pink, but she looked bright red, and all the things that she did and said, that old young hussy is brilliant. The thought of it makes me bleed, and the worst of it is I like it. I like it, oh, I like it. My head goes round like a teetotum, my heart goes thump like a deep bass drum. With a zip, zip, with a zip, come and make me hum. And the worst of it is I like it.
I like it, oh, I like it.
And the worst of it is I like it. I like it, yes, I do.
And the worst of it is he likes it. He likes it. He likes it. His head goes round like a teetotum. His heart goes thump like a zip, zip, zip.
I like it. Oh, how I like it.
And the worst of it is I like it. I like it. Yes, I like it.
We all resign.
Goodbye, Mr. Goldie.
Écoute, Mr. Don Didier, it's Angèle. Remember, I'm your wife and you're terrible Tom. You know what to do.
Is anyone here?
I am here, my dear, and I'm going to kiss you.
Oh, get away from me or I'll scream.
But if I kiss you on the lips, you can't scream. Here I come.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I did it.
My husband kissing another woman. Why, what does this mean?
Oh, I wish I'd never come back to Paris. I wish I were back on the banks of the Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan? Did you say Saskatchewan?
I tried to. I lived there until 3 years ago when Papa died and left me all his money. I came back here to find my childhood sweetheart.
Don Didier, I mean, and did you?
No, he had completely disappeared.
What was his name?
Well, I've forgotten his last name, but his first name was beautiful. Alphonse.
Not Alphonse Gaston?
Yes, that's it. Alphonse Gaston.
Fifi, come to my arms. I'm Alphonse Gaston, your long-lost lover.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Beloved.
Here, you villain. Release my fiancée.
Your fiancée, fiddlesticks, she's mine. We've been engaged for 20 years. This, my dear young man, is Fifi.
What? Angèle is Fifi?
Yes. Isn't it silly?
Why, that's wonderful, Claudine, darling. Don't you see? I can't marry Angèle. Even her father can have no objections now.
Is this a proposal by any chance?
I propose to marry you, if that's what you mean.
If I still want you.
Oh, but you've got to want me. It's all your fault I'm in love with you. Oh, darling, look at me.
Come, beautiful lady, so fine. happily ever after. I wish you could have seen Miss Dragonette tonight. She was dressed in perfect harmony for the part of the Pink Lady. And in just a few moments, she'll be back herself to tell us of next week's musical love story. Oh, and now here is lovely Jessica Dragonette to tell you about next week's presentation in the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater.
Thank you, Jean Paul King. Next week, we bring you the musical love story of a little Belgian laundress and a royal prince, Victor Herbert's sweetheart. Do you remember? Sweethearts make love never be won. Sweethearts can live on overnight. This is Jessica Dragonette bidding you all good night.
The Pink Lady was presented tonight by special arrangement with the Thames Whitmark Music Library. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. 1 minute 6.